All right. To start off, do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
Yeah, I give consent.
All right, cool. So, to start out, do you want to say your name and state the time and stuff like that?
Yeah, so my name is Soham, and the time right now is 2:11 p.m., and the date is 19th September 2020.
What's your occupation right now? Like, what are you doing?
No, right now I'm a student in Northeastern University, and I'm undecided right now, but I want to major in computer science or business or both.
That's awesome. So to start out, there's a lot of time in quarantine. There's a lot of like ways to spend your energy. I was wondering if you did any like cool projects or big things that you're proud of doing.
Oh, so big things. I think I spent a lot of my time in quarantine doing online courses. And those courses were stuff I would not be able to do in the normal school year. So I think I made good use of that time. And I did some extracurricular activities. I focused on exercising, and I basically tried to keep myself healthy during these months.
Yeah, that's really awesome. What type of extracurriculars did you do? Like what were the classes you took?
Classes. I took a class on computer science, and then I took a class on investing in the stock market. So
Oh,
I
nice.
try to keep myself busy that way.
Cool. You mentioned health. So as well as physical health, it was kind of hard to keep our mental health during quarantine. Did you have any strategies to cope with mental health during the kind of struggle of quarantine?
Yeah, I think so. What my struggle was, I didn't have a lot of struggle, but I struggled with the fact that there's nothing, really to do. We were just, spending a lot of time in our house, and we couldn't go out. We had to wear masks. So what I tried to do was I tried to think of things that I would not be able to do that I can do now. So the stuff I mentioned before, like courses, exercise, I tried to make a list of things that I can do right now to make use of the time. So that's one way I kept myself busy and engaged. And the other thing was I spent a lot of time with my family. Obviously, we tried to go out whenever we can, wherever we could, and I tried to keep myself busy and engaged that way.
Did you feel yourself like grow closer to your family through quarantine?
Yeah, I think so. I think because spending a lot of time with my family, I think it was definitely good. And we had a lot of good conversations about what's going on in the world right now. And I think it was a good bonding period for us.
Yeah, for sure. Was it hard to communicate with your friends while being at home, or did social media kind of help and play a role in you being able to kind of stay social with people your age?
Yeah, I think social media helped. I video called my friends a lot. I couldn't really meet them. I didn't meet them often. I only met a few, but I think social media made that process a lot more simpler and easier.
You mentioned you didn't really meet your friends. Were you like anxious or worried that you were going to get coronavirus, or were you kind of more just looking to stay like socially distanced and be kind of responsible socially?
Yeah, I think I wanted to be responsible more than anything. I think I didn't I wasn't really stressed about getting coronavirus, because I usually don't get sick, and I even if I got sick, I was like mentally ready to face those challenges,
Yeah,
stuff
for
like
sure.
that. But I always, on the other hand, I wanted to be cautious and safe and take care of others, not just myself.
So, what were corona case numbers looking like in your town?
So I think my town did a really good job of keeping the numbers low. I live in a small town, actually, so there was just about like 20 cases, maybe
oh, wow.
a little bit more, but I think those were all the cases we had.
So how big was your town to only have 20 cases?
How big was your town? So
yeah.
I'm not sure. I think mm-hmm. our town did a lot of, you know, I think anywhere I went, everyone had a mask on. I never saw someone without a mask, and we practiced social distancing a lot. So I think that really helped the process.
Did you have a job during quarantine?
No, when I started quarantine, I didn't. I was going to actually start a job. I applied for a job a few weeks before the lockdown started.
Yeah.
So like I applied for a job, and then my start date getting delayed and delayed because that's when the lockdown started, and eventually they said they could not hire me. So I was kind of disappointed for that. But then eventually they opened up like internships, and I could apply for that, and provided I work online, of course. Mm-hmm. So I think it worked out in the end. But at first I thought like I was not going to get a job.
So was it an internship or more of like a traditional job?
It was an internship, actually.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so to kind of sum things up, I kind of want to talk about the beginning and end of quarantine.
Okay.
So I was wondering, what was the first day or moment you kind of realized when things weren't going to be normal anymore?
I think the first day or moment would be back in May, I think, the end of May, around, I don't know the exact date. But I thought initially when the lockdown started, I thought this would take only 3 months and then we'll be fine. The country would open up.
Mm-hmm.
But then we went past that date actually. And that did not seem to happen. The case number just started growing and growing. So I thought like, this is going to go on for a long time now. So that struck me like at the start of June, I think May and June.
Okay, so my last question is, do you have any kind of like corona predictions of like what's going to stay with us forever and what we're kind of going to leave behind from quarantine? I know it's
I think what's going to stay with us is that I think people will be a lot more conscious about their health and sanitation. I think that I hope that people will take care of their health, I think. And practice social distancing if they're sick from any disease.
Yeah, for sure.
Like wearing a mask just to keep others safe. I think that's something that we should keep as a society, even mm-hmm. after this pandemic ends.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I hadn't really thought about like social distancing while I was sick with the flu really before Corona.
Right, exactly.
Well, thanks for your time. That concludes my questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.